I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
You remember, we were shipwrecked together.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot. My co-host is Jim DeRogatis. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcast, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon, like Charles Wynn. Thank you so much, Charles, for your contribution. It really helps the show immensely. We consistently add songs to the Desert Island Jukebox. We have a bonus podcast because we have so many great songs that we love to pop in the quarter and hear it played yet again.
Yeah, it's a big jukebox after 946 episodes.
A lot of quarters in that jukebox. Jim, give us a hint of what you're going to play this week.
Well, I'm going to play, Greg, a song by someone who's much better known as an actress. In fact, the second, number two, on the young teenage Jim crush list. Number one was Susan Day, Laurie Partridge, okay? Number two is this young woman who nobody knows was a musician.
All right, we're going to hear more about that in a minute on Sound Opinions.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. Jim, what song are you adding to the Desert Island Jukebox today?
I'm going to WKRP in Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that show?
Yes.
And man, Bailey Quarters. Jan Smithers was the actress. On that show, most men were gaga over Lonnie Anderson, right, who was clearly playing the vamp. But Jan Smithers played Bailey Quarters, and she was the super smart, really cool. I mean, she was the one. That got my motor running, okay? Now, nobody knows about this band, and it's one of those things, again, super obscure that just popped up on my Facebook feed. Have you ever heard of this band? And they have one of the worst names in all-time pop music history. Hot Cup of Friends.
Oh.
Is that a bad name or what?
Yeah.
Hot Cup of Friends is led by Henry Mancini's son. We have a Nepo baby here.
Oh, man.
Chris Mancini, right, wants to start a band, early 70s, Hot Cup of Friends. He's leading the show, but Jan Smithers steals the show, okay? And this is so obscure, I couldn't find it on any streaming services. There is a midnight special clip from April 1973, and Dad Henry is actually interviewed to set up his son's band, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then they go absolutely nowhere, never heard from again, and Jan Smithers goes on to a successful TV career, okay? Mm-hmm. This song is such a trip. 73. Remember that, right? That is the year that Marlon Brando refuses to pick up the Oscar for The Godfather and turns the podium over to Sasheen Littlefeather, mm-hmm. right? America, in the left, in cool liberal circles, is obsessed with Native Americans, right? And we have many songs along these lines. My all-time favorite is Pocahontas by Neil Young, uh-huh. right? Maybe Marlon Brando will sit there by the fire and talk about days in Hollywood. Yeah. And so America is becoming more aware, as if it shouldn't have been throughout our entire history of what we did to Native American populations. So the song Indian Warrior by Hot Cup of Friends is one of those songs, right? Bemoaning the plight of the Native American. No longer does he ride his silver stallion. No longer does he hunt his buffalo, right? And then we get to this killer chorus. Say a prayer for the Indian warrior, and say a prayer for his Indian girl, and say a prayer for his son and his daughter, and say a prayer for his Indian world, right? And then we get this great violin solo. Long before, or maybe concurrent with, I couldn't be bothered to look it up, Kansas, right? A band I don't like to think about much. We have like violin as the lead instrument here instead of electric guitar. And that wasn't Chris Mancini playing it. He's just the hairy guy singing behind Jan Smithers. Mm-hmm. I thought this was worth adding to the Desert Island. I don't know how many times we'll actually listen to it, but Indian Warrior by Hot Cup of Friends featuring the great Jan Smithers.
Oh, can you tell him where his friends have gone? So say a prayer for the Indian warrior, and say a prayer for his Indian girl, and say a prayer for his son and his daughter, and say a prayer for his Indian world.
Indian warrior. Now that's a trip, isn't it?
You're digging deep, man. That is a quarter well spent, I'd say.
I'm trying to edumacate our listeners, and it was a bit of a trip. Married for many years to James Brolin, the actor, Jan Smithers.
I don't know
where she is today.
You're just a font of trivia today.
I indulged in the Jan Smithers trivia because it got me rolling. And the pictures of her singing with the band, the Midnight Special clip is really worth looking up because it's, she looks like she's about 16 and it's so 1973.
That is it for this bonus episode. For more full episodes, visit soundopinions.org. To sponsor the show, email sponsor@soundopinions.org. Thanks, as always, for listening.
Sound Opinions, as always, is produced by Alex Claiborne, Andrew Gill, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our Columbia College intern, Max Hatlam. Social media is handled by Katie Cott.